I'm Victor Beatty. This is VOA News. Zimbabweans are heading to the polls Monday in the first election since the ouster in November of longtime ruler Robert Mugabe. The presidency is being contested by incumbent Emmerson Mnangagwa of the ruling ZANU-PF and opposition leader Nelson Chamisa of the Movement for Democratic Change, who expressed confidence.
The momentum is huge. Victory is certain. There is nothing that will stop the people of Zimbabwe from claiming their victory.
Chamisa has accused the country's electoral commission of bias. Mr. Mnangagwa has pledged to revitalize the economy, attract foreign investment, and mend racial and tribal divisions. Polls show a close race with a possible September 8 runoff. As for Mr. Mugabe, he's throwing his support behind the opposition, insisting the people aren't free.
They have not been free since that day when tanks rolled through and across the country, when there was a takeover by the army.
There have been reports of intimidation and coercion. Protestant Minister Courage Mugoni said many prayers have been offered for the nation and the election.
And we believe that this election is different from many other elections, in that the people's voices and the people's rights have been honored and respected.
Foreign media and international observers from the European Union, the U.S., and the Commonwealth are monitoring Monday's ballot. In Mali, vote counting is underway in a delayed national election in a country beset by jihadist violence for 5 years. When the last election was held, 24 candidates are competing, with incumbent President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita seeking a second term.
Voter ici, c'est indispensable.
Union for Republican Democracy opposition candidate Soumaila Cissé said voting is essential despite insecurity. He said some electoral material had been stolen, some polling stations closed. This is